Jerry Bader Show 923. Governor Scott Walker is giving the appearance of a man who's boxed himself in. He's been a staunch supporter of traditional marriage. That would be between a man and a woman. He won't forcefully restate that position right now because clearly he sees the tide has turned in public opinion on gay marriage, and he feels like he can't win for losing. If he says, yes, look, we have to accept that we've lost this fight, he's afraid to hack off the conservative base. If he says, yes, I still believe marriage is between a man and a woman, he's afraid of looking like a caveman, because that's so 20th century and 19th century and 18th century and early 21st century and so on. So what should he do? Here's what I think the right thing to do is. Say, under Judge Crabb's ruling, J.B. Van Hollen is doing the right thing, which he is saying. I continue to believe marriage is between one man and one woman, but I accept that society's position is changing on this. Whether I agree or not. I think he is increasing the chances of this being used against him by Mary Burke and Democrats by thinking he can stay on the sidelines on this. I understand why he's doing it. I think it's a mistake. And it sounds as though he got testy with Dan Bice, just based on the way it's written there. You actually did refuse to answer the question. I don't think he's going to have to commit on this. Now, interestingly, Scott Walker is mentioned as a presidential candidate, and he could, if he's the nominee, very possibly be facing Hillary Clinton. Hillary had her own issues on this. She was interviewed by a National Public Radio reporter, NPR host Terry Gross. Here's what Gross was trying to get out of Hillary, and this is much different from a Scott Walker problem. Scott Walker has been a staunch supporter of traditional marriage, and he doesn't want to voice that support right now because he's just not sure which way the political winds are blowing. And again, I think that's a mistake on his part, and I am criticizing him for that. I think that is a mistake on his part. Hillary Clinton, should she run for president, and others are facing the prospect of admitting, look, I've always supported gay marriage, but it wasn't until the social tides have turned that I could come out and say that. In other words, when my husband signed DOMA, both he and I really supported gay marriage, but the time wasn't right. Terry Gross senses this, and she tried for 7 minutes to get Hillary to admit that. And it goes on and on and on and on. And this is a bigger thing because this is hypocrisy versus what you're looking at with conservatives such as Scott Walker. So in the last 2 minutes, she tries, does NPR's Terry Gross, to nail that jello to the wall.
I'm pretty sure you didn't answer my question about whether you evolved or it was the American public that changed with you.
Because I said I'm an American, so of course we all evolved. And I think that that's a fair,
so your
you know,
opinion
that's
changed.
A fair conclusion.
So you're saying your opinion on gay marriage changed as opposed to, you know, you just felt it was comfortable.
Somebody is just always first, Terry. Somebody's always out front, and thank goodness they are. But that doesn't mean that those who join later in being publicly supportive or even privately accepting that there needs to be change are any less committed. You could not be having the sweep of marriage equality across our country if nobody changed their mind. And thank goodness so many of us have.
So that's one for you changed your mind.
I have to say, I think you are very persistent, but you are playing with my words and playing with what is such an important
issue. I'm just trying to clarify so I can understand.
No, I don't think you are trying to clarify. I think you're trying to say that, you know, I used to be opposed and now I'm in favor and I did it for political reasons. And that's just flat wrong. So let me just state what I feel like you are implying and repudiate it. I have a strong record. I have a great commitment to this issue, and I am proud of what I've done and the progress we're making.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm sorry, I just want to clarify what I was saying. No, I was saying that you maybe really believed this all along, but, you know, believed in gay marriage all along, but felt for political reasons America wasn't ready yet and you couldn't say it. That's what I was thinking.
No, that is not true.
Okay.
I did not grow up even imagining gay marriage, and I don't think you probably did either. This was an incredibly new and important idea that people on the front lines of the gay rights movement began to talk about, and slowly but surely convinced others of the rightness of that position. And when I was ready to say what I said it.
Huh? What the hell? See, this is tougher. Scott Walker's got his own issue on this. This is tougher for her because, well, if she says, no, I didn't support gay marriage 20 years ago, then she was this troglodyte homophobe. If I did support it, she's a hypocrite. She supported it back then. It just, they knew they couldn't. Now they can be intellectually honest. They supported gay marriage all along, and it is the country, at least according to surveys, that have caught up with the left. So she was, no, she wasn't a homophobe. She was a raging hypocrite. And you can decide which is worth. By the way, opposing gay marriage didn't make you a homophobe. I'm using the language of the left. Relax. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofing.